Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We, of course, are worrying about the fact that Eskom is pushing for a 20% increase. Fuel prices seem to only be going in the one direction, and it's not lower. What does this mean? What does this mean to consumers? And how concerned do we need to be about this? Well, the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group has said that consumers need a brace for a flurry of prices in 2022. That's including food items that have already climbed above inflation rate. Joining us this morning, Mervyn Abrams, he's program coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Group. Thanks for doing so. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Howard, and good morning to all your listeners.
Great to chat to you again. This does seem like a very real concern. It's almost this triple whammy of stuff coming our way.
Yes, Howard. I mean, for a long time, we have seen prices by far outstripping levels of household income. And this trend is just continuing into 2022. Part of why our basket of food, of very basic foods, have increased in January to 4,400, which is an increase of 125 rand on December,
right,
has to do also with the bad weather that we had experienced in December, you know, with floods in KZN, in floods in the Eastern Cape, in Limpopo. And so we've seen the prices of fresh produce increase quite sharply this year. So, for instance, tomatoes increased by a whopping 25%, carrots, butternut, spinach, green peppers, egg, etc. So, yeah, so households are under immense pressure at the moment.
Right. And this, of course, is not going to help when we have electricity. Well, how much does electricity pricing impact on the price of food?
So electricity is a major input cost, of course, into any kind of productive activity. So farmers use electricity, retail stores, manufacturers, producers. So when electricity increases, as well as petrol increase, it, of course, has an immediate impact on the price of production. And, of course, that is, of course, handed back to the consumer, so it increases prices. We know, for instance, that travel and electricity already takes about 57% of a national minimum wage in the household that brings in that money. So it impacts in two ways. Firstly, increases takes more money out of the pockets of households in the sense that they now have less money available to purchase food. And secondly, because these are major input costs, it increases the food price. So on the one hand, you have less money to buy food. On the other hand, the food has become more expensive. So the only way that you can actually manage that is then to eat less or eat less nutritional food.
Right, which is a real, real concern. We spoke to the AA earlier in the week, and it looks like they are embarking on a petition to relook at the way the petrol price is structured. Obviously, a lot of that money going to the government coffers and coming directly out of the pockets of the consumer. Would you support relooking at that? Do you think that will assist?
Yes, by all means. Yes, we are fully in support of that program because we have to lower costs to households. And that is not only because it's necessary for households, of course it is, but it's also necessary for the economy. So if petrol prices are lower at the pump, it should have an effect in terms of prices, and it should also mean that consumers have a little bit more money to spend. So we would be in full support of that, particularly in line of the fact that a lot of these taxes that are put on petrol, we don't quite know where the money goes and what it's used for.
Yeah, it's very, very murky. And I would imagine a similar type of a thing with Eskom and the petrol and the electricity price.
Yes, I mean, for us, the biggest risk that we foresee to the economy is actually Eskom and the electricity prices. And we are looking forward to the president to make some really serious announcements in the State of the Nation address on how they're going to deal with this. Because an electricity increase of 20%, as Eskom is asking for, it hasn't yet been granted. Yeah. But that's on top of a 15% last year. So no economy can survive that. So really we would be looking to the president to make some real a serious comment around how they're going to resolve the Eskom crisis.
Is this being taken seriously by government, do you think?
Well, I think this is a rot and the has been setting so much that it's become so difficult to turn this body, this very, very big organization around. And it seems to us that Eskom does need money, but that the first place they should try and get that money from is to try and recoup all this things we read about in the newspapers of contracts being inflated and fraudulent activity, etc., at the organization. The consumer shouldn't have to pay for all that has happened, maladministration that has happened within Eskom, and neither should the economy be held at ransom.
Absolutely right, and let's hope that it is being taken seriously and that it is going to be addressed. Mervin Abrahams, Program Coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity, thank you as always for the work that you do and for chatting to us.